Here at the BASF Science Behind event, our annual event with BASF just prior to the start of Commodity Classic, we're in Orlando this year. With me is Paul Ray, Vice President, U.S. Crop Protection for BASF. And he kicked us off here and talking really about the importance of research and development for BASF and ultimately for farmers and ultimately for feeding the world. As far as BASF is concerned, your research and development, you put a lot into that.
Yeah, we sure do. It's a long-term commitment we're making to the American farmer. As we shared, we're spending some $2 million a day to really bring the very latest technologies that they'll need today and in the future so that we can feed that growing population. And that's the exciting part. We have technologies that are going to really help growers do more than they ever have in the past.
Mm-hmm. And as we know, we've got lots of BASF products and new chemistries and new modes of action in the pipeline coming up, and we've talked about that a lot. But staying focused on the research and development aspect of this, how do you see industry really filling the research gap that we're seeing flat or decreasing as far as public spending is concerned, especially in this agriculture arena where it's so vital, really, for feeding the world?
Well, one thing's unchanged. Growers will have needs in the future for new technology, and innovation is going to be a critical enabler if they're going to be successful to push production limits even further in a sustainable way. And that's where companies like BASF, I think, have a tremendous opportunity, but also a responsibility to bring new technologies through a long-term commitment to research and development. And I think, as you mentioned, there is a need for it. We have challenges and opportunities that really research have the potential to unlock.
BASF recently acquired Becker Underwood. We've talked about that a little bit and what that adds to your product portfolio, but what does that add to your research investment and initiatives?
Well, it adds quite a lot. Becker Underwood obviously had a very established position within the seed treatment and biological arena, an area that we're very interested in more because it's growing very quickly and is an area where innovation will play a leading role. And so that Becker Underwood organization had a leading position with very good and innovative technologies that we are now looking to take even further to different parts of the world, but also looking at how they can be combined with the very best of the crop protection technology that we already have available in the marketplace.
Now, as we're here, as we do this every year, and you've got dozens of farm broadcasters and agricultural journalists from all over the country, and as well as a couple of innovative growers, what are some of the new ways that BASF is reaching out to growers?
Well, as you mentioned, this is a great week. I mean, it's a real highlight on our calendar each year. I mean, the venue itself is excellent. The program is always information filled. And obviously the attendance from growers, I expect this year, will be better than ever. So our presence at this type of event is very strong and continues to grow. But when they go back home, I think it's important to recognize that they have a BASF expert not too far away. And more recently, we've expanded our field force very significantly. We have more local people than ever to really help growers utilize our technology more effectively on a local basis. So it's a very tangible commitment we're making there as well.
This is always a great event for us in the ag media to be able to be a part of. And we thank you for inviting us and for letting us to be able to spread the word to growers about what BASF is doing. Here at the BASF Science Behind event in Orlando, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.